hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
My name is James Graylian, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, the best kind of radio.
If you like radio that painstakingly stitches together seemingly unlike music in delightfully unpredictable ways, then check out WGXC's Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, just after the new news. You'll hear underheard and overlooked music, ancient to future, from every corner of the Omniverse. That's Overlooked on 90.7 WGXC.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Daniel Steffi of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Chronogram, inviting the public to attend its March launch party at Auto Camp Catskills in Saugerties on Wednesday, March 5th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Attendees can partake in a night of networking and conversation with specials on food and drinks. Information and registration at http://chronogram.com.
I eat fried chicken.
What the Sigma?
It was like good. It was fun. And then the weekend was even more fun.
Same.
I went to my aunt's house.
My winter.
I went to Walmart like at like nighttime, and I got a lot of candy and stuff.
My favorite thing about winter break was I was at my auntie's house the whole winter break, and every day we'd be playing games and playing water games at night.
It was good, but the first 2 days was bad because my family was sick. And then the last weekend was good because I went to my aunt's house.
My favorite thing about winter break was I just got to chill at home. No school, no nothing, just chilling at home.
My favorite thing about winter break was that I got to go sledding a lot. And the second time I went sledding, I went so fast, and it was just like a sheet of ice down a really steep hill. And I went down the hill, and I went so fast that my sled tipped over. I fell off my sled. I hit my face on the ice, and I scratched it. The story when I went to Six Flags.
Do you guys ever get a point in winter break where you just feel like you want to, you're just done with it and you want to get back to school, or like throughout winter break you want to do continue going?
No, I want to continue going really forever.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. I just want to be.
No, back. Thank no you. No
I don't like school.
No I school. Don't like school at
maybe,
all.
Maybe
not
see,
even
like,
one little bit.
Like my favorite teachers and all, and like my friends, but like after all. No,
thank you. The only part I was numbers. Excited to come back was to see my friends and see my favorite teacher. Oh, yeah. No names.
No name calling.
But then you wouldn't have that time to see your friends or your teachers. So it's like you get one, then you lose one. So like even like summer break. Does summer break ever go too long when you're just like, I kind of want to get back to school and see my friends again?
Usually like during summer break when I like when I go places, I usually see my friends sometimes.
Same.
I could just call all my friends and play the game with them.
I usually go to my friend's house like most of the time during summer. So.
But if it was summer break and you couldn't see your friends, then maybe you, in school, before that, you could just ask your friend if you want to have a play date together, and all you need to do is tell your moms or parents or whoever. Just tell them that you want to have a play date with your friend. That's basically all you need to do.
Facts.
Well, after all, my winter break was good.
Same.
Same.
Same. Yeah, same.
I forgot what you just said.
I just laid down and watched Boondocks.
So, what would you guys say your ideal snow day is, or day on winter break? Your ideal, like, snow day. Like, you get a snow day, you get the call, you're like, you get to go back to sleep. What's, like, your ideal way to use that day?
My idea
play the game and go to sleep.
Sleep, eat, and just, like, watch TikTok.
My idea would be, like, yeah, what kind of like Chase said, but I would at least go outside to play in the snow, ask, like, my friend or sibling to come out, and so I can just, yeah, have fun, throw snow.
Same.
Sleep and late, be sad because if it was a day that I had basketball practice or a basketball game, well, basketball practice, and play with my silent basketball in the house.
Now we're going to take a short break.
Play the music.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, except am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's from the taxi man turn on the radio. In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls on around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letter. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the
Time for a story with the Promise Cool Kids. My story is about going go-karting. So one day I went go-karting with my brother and my cousin. His brother would have went, but he had a basketball game. So we were going go-karting. We went there, and then we found out that my brother couldn't go on the go-kart with me and my cousin. So me and my cousin had to go go-karting by ourselves when we really wanted my brother to come, because that's the whole reason why we kind of went. And then when we went go-karting, I won every round because my cousin wasn't good at it. And then we had fun, and then we went to go get food. And then we ate pizza after.
My story is about Six Flags. On the summer, I went there, and I went on, like, roller coasters and water parks and stuff. And I went swimming. For Oakdale. I went there for Oakdale.
Did you go on scary rides or, like, just, like, fun ones?
Fun ones.
What rides did you ride?
Like water slides and Ferris wheels and stuff.
That sounds fun.
What did you really do?
Go swimming.
My story is about how I fell off this ninja course after a competition, because where I used to go for dance, we used to have like this little thing like around, like most of the year we'll go somewhere fun. And I was doing the ninja course. I fell on my tailbone and I couldn't walk for 5 minutes. Because there was like this little thingy where you have to grab onto, and that didn't work well. But after all, I did have fun. So
what's a ninja course?
Oh, it's like where like all these different kind of like obbies, like things I have to grab onto. There was roller skating, golf karting, mini golf, games.
That sounds fun.
Sorry, Chase. And we had pizza. And I had Dr. Pepper, my favorite drink ever.
My story is about how I found out that my mom was pregnant. So my mom dropped me off at my grandma's job, and I was playing there for a couple of hours while my mom and my dad were gone. And they finally came to pick me up, and when they picked me up, they said hi, and then my dad was holding something, and it was an ultrasound, and I looked at it, and then I said, a baby, and then I was really happy and excited because I always wanted a little sibling.
What is an ultrasound?
A print of a baby and your mom's stomach.
My story's about when one time, I forget what I was going to say. I don't really know which story I'm going to tell.
Would you like Yanni to go first?
Yeah.
Once I went to Miami with my sissy, my nanny, my auntie, and my cousin, and it was a lot of fun, and that's all.
I was playing with a dog outside, and it had a ball, and I was trying to take it, and that dog juked me up.
My godmom's.
What do you mean? What do you mean by juked you up?
He crossed me up.
What, can you tell more about the story?
Like details.
Like, I was trying to catch the ball, right? Because he took it, and then he went left, and then I went right, and then, well, he went left, right, and then I tried to go left, and then he quickly went right, and then he zoomed off.
I have a story about my birthday trip. So, on my birthday, we went to the Great Wolf Lodge, and I went on a lot of water slides and the adventure part. And I went to the candy store, and I was very hyper on my birthday. And then I went to the golf course, and it was really fun. And I went on this thing, like an obstacle in the air, and it was really fun.
Who went with you?
Wait, what'd you say?
How old did you turn?
10.
Who went with you? And who brought you?
My aunt brought me, and who I went with, my friend Rosalie, and my little cousin Prince.
I have a quick question.
And my mom.
Was that candy good?
Very good. I was really hyper.
What candy you got?
Like pixie stick powder, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
And like a little container, it was like a lantern, and it had like sour candy and like gummy worms and stuff like that.
I went there once and I got the eyeball gummies, and then I took three. I put one on my eye and one on my other eye, and then one on my forehead, so I looked like a monster.
We'll be right back after a short break.
The smell of your perfume, this room, can't help but see the traces of you. This moment is surreal. I can't put into words how I feel. Twin, where have you been? Nobody
Alrighty, we've been talking story times and winter. So I want to see if we can elaborate that on a little bit more and see if you have any times in the snow, any snow forts, snow fights, whatever you got. Let's hear it.
What do you mean by that?
Just like moments where you had super super fun in the snow. Like you guys were talking earlier about how like snowball fights were one of them. So if you have like a specific story where a moment in the snow happened.
Okay, so 1 year, like 5 years ago, I used to always go outside in the snow, and my mom would watch me, and sometimes I would go outside with my brother, and I just built like a huge fort that would, like, expand like the whole backyard.
I have snowball fights with my sister, and she almost fell in the ice.
I usually go like sledding if my cousin comes over, and then she gets mad when I tell her to go down by herself because I secretly throw snow at her when she's going down the hill.
Over, like when I was in the snow, it was like super icy and slippery. So I figured out it was super icy and slippery once I stepped onto the snow, which was actually ice, and I almost slipped and fell. So then my cousin was coming out, so I was like, it's way too slippery. We have to crawl on our knees all the way down. Because I saw there was like an ice rink at the back of our yard, because there used to be a pond there, but they covered it up. So it always gets really, really like muddy or watery back there. So then it froze, and I, once I got down there, I slid on my knees until I got to the ice rink, and then when I got on it, there was like this like frosty pattern, and when my knee touched it, like put all its weight on it, and then it cracked, and it looked like glass when it cracked. So me and my cousin like stepped all over it and like pressed it down with our hands and knees, and soon all of it was gone, and it was really pretty, but it was also really weird. And then I took this giant chunk of ice and I threw it at the fence, and then it didn't break, but it fell down, and it kind of cracked.
Once I was playing in the snow, and it was very icy, so I grabbed one stick, and it was a little long, so I broke it in half, and then there was kind of snow, so I sticked my sticks in them, and I slid on my tummy.
Last year, I went snow tubing with my friends, and with my friend and my cousin and my friend's mom, and we had lots of fun, and we recorded us going down the hill, and someone lost something on the snow tubing thing, and then when we got back, my mom told her friend not to get me Burger King, and she still got me Burger King, and I hurry up and ate it so that she wouldn't know that I had the Burger King.
Same thing with Jordan said. I went snow tubing with her and my friend. And sometimes I go sledding. and throw snowballs at my friends.
So Groundhog's Day just passed, and they say we're going to have a little bit more extra winter. I want to know what you guys think. If you were the groundhog, what would you choose? Or how do you feel about the groundhog's decision?
Honestly, I'd rather him say no more weeks of winter because winter's boring and I want summer here.
Same.
Yeah, same.
So I can go back outside.
I don't really like winter. It's too cold.
Summer all year.
I was so mad at the groundhog because I really wanted summer because I would get to ride my bike again because I haven't rode my bike in a long time since last summer, and I always used to ride my bike. Even after my basketball clinic, I would come home and I would go with my aunt and we would play outside on my bike.
I like also miss summer because I get to play with my friends.
I would say that early spring, so then summer could come, and then I could go back in the pool and do a cannonball, but it wasn't really a cannonball, and I'm just holding the back of my knees.
Like, that just made me mad that, like, we have a few more weeks of winter. Like, no, spring, and then summer.
That sucks, because I haven't rode my bike in a long time. Same, because all the ice and snow is blocking me out from the wheels to move.
Winter's too cold.
I don't even like my bike. I only like my cousins.
I'll take your bike.
Promise Cool Kids signing out.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day.